Well, I have the great pleasure of introducing, no stranger to me, my husband, Tom, to talk about spiritual secularity. And so, I don't know how much you know about Tom, but one of the big events in his life was doing his secondary school in Paris, in the French lycée system, including passing the baccalauréat, the school leaving exam, in 1960. It was also in Paris that he first was introduced to the guitare classique, which he still enjoys, both as something to think and write about, and something to play for fun. Following undergraduate work in music at the University of Notre Dame, he entered a doctoral program in musicology at Yale University, completing his PhD in 1970. He'd already met me at that time. He left that out. I wonder what that is. After several years of teaching music history and beginning to raise a family, because they weren't finished, he switched careers to librarianship and earned a Master in Library Sciences from USC in 1977. Thereafter, he found a nice steady day job running the Ohio State University Music and Dance Library, which enabled him to continue working in the histories of both music and theater. After retiring from OSU in 2001, we moved here to Santa Barbara, where Tom, I'm reading his words, dabbles in website design for nonprofits like Word and Life. He also finds time, as you will hear today, to play his classical guitar. He especially likes to accompany the human voice. He has been an adjunct faculty member at Santa Barbara City College's Center for Lifelong Learning, and he is the music minister of the Catholic Church of the Beatitudes. You will find him often singing the golden oldies at continuing care facilities for the elderly in Santa Barbara. And Tom is going to do one of his favorite things today, which is to team up with his favorite soprano in all the world, Caroline Manzi, whom he met here in Santa Barbara. Caroline, as it turned out, earned her Master's of Music in Vocal Performance from the Yale School of Music. So they didn't know each other at Yale, but they have that in common. Her specialty was opera. From the outset of her career, she has been in demand as a soprano soloist. We saw her bring the house down as Madame Butterfly at the San Luis Obispo a few years ago. It was a magnificent performance. In addition to singing numerous leading operatic roles, she has also presented many vocal recitals with a variety of accompanists and has regularly been invited to sing solos in oratorios and other major choral works. She was the soloist last year in Theodorakis' Canto General, performed by the Santa Barbara Master Chorale, of which Tom and I are also members. Most recently, she was featured soloist in the Vranitsky Festival in the Czech Republic. Carol Ann is pleased to have a day job with benefits now in Salem, Oregon, where the Salem Catholic Schools Foundation has hired her to provide vocal and performing arts training to a new generation of students enrolled in any of the 5 local parochial schools. That's an innovative thing to do. Last fall, she escorted and directed a student ensemble from Salem, her Inspire Ensemble, in a concert tour of Vienna and other Austrian and Czech locales. And that must have been a fantastic experience for kids from high school down to elementary age. Carol Ann and Tom, incidentally, will be presenting a short program of favorite songs at the Santa Barbara Music Club this Saturday at 3 in the Faulkner Gallery. So let us welcome and give our blessing to our presenters.